I'm Saul. I run an email marketing business called WebSand, and probably spent about 25 years now, I think, working in CRM, loyalty specifically, and then email marketing, helping people understand their data so they can make more money, basically.
Okay, and you mentioned a word to me just then that you wanted to chat about.
Let's... Yes, the word is deliciouser.
And why are we chatting about that?
Well, it kind of links back to loyalty.
Okay.
So my old thing about loyalty is whenever anybody says they want a loyalty program, they immediately think that they want points. So what points means is currency. So basically what that means is you're creating your own version of a cryptocurrency and all the fun and games that is involved with that. So
yeah.
Balance sheets and helping explain to everybody what it actually is.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
Right.
And it doesn't fit everybody. So many moons ago, the guy that was developing the Greggs loyalty program sat down with me and asked me what I thought about what it was they were doing. And for me, I thought it was a terrible idea.
Okay.
Why on earth would Greggs need a loyalty program? Turns out,
yeah,
I use it every time, pretty much every day.
Even McDonald's has got one. Then.
Even McDonald's, well, don't talk to me about that one. Anyway, yeah, so McDonald's have got one as well, yeah. But on the Greggs thing, so the real description of loyalty from a loyalty expert whose name escapes me is, but it's the unconscious emotional decision that you make why you pick one brand over another is true loyalty. So I would say true loyalty is probably expressed best in terms of which football team you support, which is kind of the last bastion of inelastic demand. Because once you've picked the team, you're stuck with it.
Yeah.
You can't move it.
No.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's lodged. Yeah? It used to be cigarettes. No more. It's football team.
Okay.
So I was in Greggs, and I was cashing in a free breakfast.
Right.
Free breakfast, free coffee. Happiest day of the month, right?
Yeah.
And the woman behind the lady behind the desk who serves me, you know, most of the days, she said, today it's going to taste even more deliciouser.
Did she?
And I said to her, deliciouser? What's that mean? She said, it's delicious normally, but when you get it for free, it's even more deliciouser.
And I said,
I'm having that. So I'm sharing it with you now.
Well, that's brilliant. I can totally see where that's needed and a word that should be out there for the rest of us to be using daily.
So the key is if you want to make your customers feel more deliciouser about what you do,
that's what
I help people do.
You need to, through your email and your website.
It's primarily through your data.
Because of loyalty.
Yeah. Because when you understand the people that really... People tend to focus on people that don't love what they do, rather than focus on the people that do love what they do, you know? So you get a complaint, you rip the business to bits to try and fix that problem, whilst, you know, you kind of forget about everybody else that really appreciates and loves what you do.
Yeah.
So if you spend your efforts and your resources on doubling down on those people, how much better is that for everybody?
Yeah.
Haters gonna hate.
Yeah, true, interesting point. So how's that translate into WebSand then? Delicious.
So we help businesses understand their data. So we help them identify those people that are adding the most value to them.
Okay.
In terms of who are spending the most money, who are buying the most things, and what are they buying. So this is all data that they collect.
Yeah.
But they don't tend to use it
right. Because
their marketing function tends to be focused on finding new customers rather than new custom. So we help them with the new custom. And the data backs it up, so typically you probably find 80% of people's customers, they only buy once because their entire focus is on new customers.
Yeah.
So a little bit of love goes a long way.
So you're working with the data that they've already got
to
build on loyalty scheme.
A couple of clicks, we can pull all the data in from their Shopify store. And they can start being more delicious there in no time.
Thank you. Well, that sounds amazing. And where can people find you then? What's the best way of getting in touch?
WebSand.co.uk or find Saul on LinkedIn. So Saul Gowans on LinkedIn, you'll find me.
Oh, brilliant. Well, I've loved our chat. Thank you, Saul.
Thank you.
Have a great day here.
I will.
Thank you.